From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has unveiled his national security strategy in a major speech Monday in Washington.
With every decision and every action, we are now putting America first. We are rebuilding our nation, our confidence, and our standing in the world.
The president said his priorities include protecting the homeland, promoting American prosperity, preserving peace through strength, and advancing America's influence.
This strategy recognizes that whether we like it or not, we are engaged in a new era of competition. We accept that vigorous military, economic, and political contests are now playing out all around the world.
He pointed to Russia and China as competitors who seek to challenge American values, influence, and wealth. He said he would try to build partnerships with both countries, but only if it protects U.S. interests. The president also said economic wealth is a key to America's influence.
For the first time, American strategy recognizes that economic security is national security. Economic vitality, growth, and prosperity at home is absolutely necessary for American power and influence abroad.
He promised to rebuild the military, confront North Korea's nuclear threat, challenge Pakistan on harboring terrorists, and defeating extremism. South Africa's ruling ANC party has elected Cyril Ramaphosa as its new leader. Nearly 5,000 members of the African National Congress voted at a conference in Johannesburg.
Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma received 2,261 votes. And Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa received 2,440 votes.
The 65-year-old Ramaphosa is now considered a leading candidate to become the next president in 2019 elections. This is VOA News. The Trump administration wielded its first U.N. Security Council veto Monday, blocking a draft resolution that would have barred any change to the status quo in Jerusalem. The vote followed President Trump's decision in December to recognize the city as Israel's capital. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said there was no joy in casting the first U.S. veto in 6 years, but said it was necessary to defend U.S. sovereignty.
It's one more example of the United Nations doing more harm than good in addressing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Today, for the simple act of deciding where to put our embassy, the United States was forced to defend its sovereignty.
Israel's prime minister thanked the U.S. for its stand, but Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Malki applauded those who voted yes to the resolution.
14 votes in favor, which means the majority of members of the Security Council against the veto from the U.S. That's really very important.
Palestinian envoy Riyad Mansour denounced the U.S. decision as provocative, reckless, and dangerous, said a veto could not negate the legality of previous Security Council resolutions. Japan has decided to expand its land-based ballistic missile defense with U.S. ground-based Aegis radar stations and interceptors in response to a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat. The system is already deployed on Japanese warships. India's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, who was poised to win an election in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's home state of Gujarat, although with a reduced margin of victory, the BJP is projected to win 100 of 182 seats in the assembly. The opposition Congress Party is set to win more than 70 seats. In Somalia, the U.S. military Monday said 8 terrorists were killed last week in a targeted airstrike by U.S. forces in coordination with the Somali government. The airstrike targeted al-Shabaab militants Friday, approximately 50 kilometers northwest of the coastal town of Kismayo. An Amtrak train derailed in the northwest U.S. state of Washington Monday while on a maiden journey along a fast new route, with some cars falling onto a busy interstate. At least 3 passengers were killed, but that could change. Dozens more were injured, including motorists below. Ed Troyer is the Pierce County Sheriff's spokesman.
At 7:40 this morning when the train derailed, there were 14 cars, including 2 engines. So there are 12 train cars and 2 engines. 13 of those cars left the tracks.
Federal crash investigators said it's too early to determine a cause. Wall Street Monday hit another record high, closing as optimism among investors grows, with the likelihood of passage perhaps this week of a tax plan to lower corporate taxes. Passage in Congress could come as early as Tuesday. The NASDAQ Composite Index, which tracks tech issues, cracked the 7,000-point margin briefly. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.